Welcome to the Crystal Giant Podcast. My name is Carl. With me is Wizard of Woo. Wizard of Woo, how are you on this fine evening?
Carl, it's Friday. I don't know when you guys are listening to this, but it's Friday. And it's Friday before spring break here. So I am doing absolutely fantastic. The work phone has gone in the microwave on high for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And okay. I am good for at least 10 days. How are you?
Look at you. Well, I mean, it's relative, right? Like, obviously, I'm doing not quite as well as that. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, I kind of feels bad, man. You know, feels bad, man, for sure.
Yeah, well, Carl, I mean, things are going to be on the up and up for you. I think there's an amazing parking space in the future.
Oh, my God. So, spoiler alert, I lost my parking space today.
Carl, little pre-show rage from Carl.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. all right, well, Wizard of Woo, the content was a little dry. I thought that the Clash was going to be on cruise control for a bit. Like, we had started planning. Well, I started writing down notes like a while ago, right? And then as time went on and we're like, okay, well, you know, things have settled down enough, we can record the pod. A whole bunch of stuff happened, but we teased the last show that I was going to start letting some drama out. So I have a list of questions that I started, that I, you know, been gathering up, that people wanted to know. So we're going to answer some of them. Some of them may allegedly be a little spicy, but then a whole bunch of stuff in Clash happened, so we'll have to cut it short. And then, so I only wrote down a few. We'll get to some Clash stuff because there's been actually some amazing Clash stuff going on. So, first question, people. Yeah, I'm going to paraphrase because a lot of times there's like some other discussion with it. So just keep in mind, if this is your question and I don't catch it all, like, we can always do it again. Anyways, first question is basically like, what's it like having the pros in the clan, you know, AKA being, what was that Miami, what was the old baseball team in Miami that you know, bought that team for the year and won the World Series? You know what I'm talking about? That old Miami team. I don't even know what they were at the time. They switched names, right? A few times.
What are you talking about? The Marlins? Are you talking about?
Yeah. The Marlins. That baseball? Marlins. 97? Yeah. Was that 97?
97 Marlins. Yeah.
Great team. Yeah, great team.
Yeah. We all remember.
Half our audience hasn't even been born in 97 yet.
Buddy, I know. I'm like, oh my gosh, these guys are going to pull out the Encyclopedia Britannica to even know what we're talking about. And then they'll have to Google what an Encyclopedia Britannica is.
Well, Woo, like, let the people know what it's like having the pros in the clan.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're very businesslike, you know. Pro is short for professional, so I feel like they have a very professional way about them. And I mean, look, some of these guys that you know, they're paid ringers. They've got multiple accounts that they're gathering up their, you know, their fees for during CWL. They've got 5, 10, 15 hits they got to do every single day. So, you know, I don't blame them for, like, not hanging out and asking everybody how their day is going. you know, it's like, you know, it's very much a unspoken kind of transaction. It's like, we're paying you. Let's get these stars, right?
Yeah.
I think, you know, some of them have actually said that they enjoyed hanging out with us, you know, like, there's, you know, as far as, you know, the stuff we talk about in the podcast, there really isn't much drama in the clan, really, when we're going through these wars and stuff. People are very, everyone there is very well seasoned, so there isn't, you know, there isn't much drama in C2J main. Other clans in the C2J family now, we'll have to talk about that later. allegedly. But so some of them have enjoyed it because people really don't pester them either. You know what I mean? We don't have anyone fangirling out at all over them. We say good hit, nice try. Yeah. Nob was like, it's an honor or something. I'm like,
Rick Kieran, like, love your Lalo. Nob, shut up. You're embarrassing us.
Yeah. So listen, you know what? Let the man shoot a shot. All right. Yeah, maybe that's the one for him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're very businesslike. From what I've heard, they've enjoyed their time. They're perfectly fine coming back with us. I don't think we've soured any relationships with anybody. Yeah. I would love for them to be able to come, you know, back at any time. And hopefully, you know, we get some friendships out of it. For sure. Nah, we're looking at you, buddy. How's it, how are things going? Yeah. Oh, so what's been your impression, Carl, since you're the man with the wallet?
I guess it was after I thought about it, it didn't surprise me, but at first it kind of a little bit caught me off guard that they took every hit like a Legends hit. Like, it honestly is like, you know, it was almost everyone did Legend style hit except for Dima. Dima does seem to switch it up and kind of plan, so I will say that. And then for like overall stars, like, you know what? So like, you know, there's that statistic in sports that's like wins against or above replacement. You know, the
war.
Statistic?
Yeah, I knew you were going there. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, honestly, like it would have been fun to keep the metrics, but I don't think it's as big of a delta as everyone makes it out to be. You know, I don't want to name any names. Wow. But like the average star, if we added all the pros together that have come, the average stars we came from that compared to like a second Fury account, like I don't think it's as big a jump as people says. It's definitely bigger, but like it's not as big of a jump. Like there's some pros that we have that's been middle of the pack. Like even at one point, Nob was like flexing that he almost beat one of the pros. Like he was actually like ahead. Nob was like ahead all week, and then the pro jumped ahead of him. But then some pros are like absolutely goats, like you expect. Like Dima's played, you know, several CWLs in a row, and he's missed 1% the entire time. Yeah. He's got perfect every time, and then 199. So like that's what you expect from like literally one of the best players in the world, right?
And the other thing too, I mean, I'll just say in that same vein, this is Town Hall 16, Carl. So,
this is a 16, like, this is 16 comma 15. We need that. I'm on 15. That's what we needed.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that's what it's been like. I mean, obviously everyone knows how good they are. Like, they're like, oh yeah, you got Rootkit coming over. Like people know that Rootkit is like a Clash God, like it's like amazing to have them in the clan, obviously. So yeah, it's been real. But we did it for the lulz and just to say that we did it. And you know, that's all that cares. Like even if they didn't do a ton well, like, you know, we got the clash with them, right? It's a bucket list item, you know?
Absolutely. Like we said, just ride the wave as long as we can.
Yeah, so you know, obviously we might have continued. I thought it was a 1 month wonder, but we continued to do it.
Carl put it on the budget.
yeah. But I mean, it's you know, it's, we only have one this month, so there's like the pros that actually play with us every month, like Fatal. Like I mean, obviously Fatal's there, but like the ones that like wouldn't come here if it wasn't for some extra shenanigans. There's only one this month.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, because I, you know, legendarily don't listen to any podcast, people have to tell me things. Have you heard this before, Wizard of Woo? So evidently,
rumor floating around. Yeah.
Evidently, one of the OG podcast hosts is back with Tip Dog. Shockingly enough, so they wanted to compare the generations of podcasts. So, like, how would you compare the generations of podcasts from like the old school? Then there was like a little bit of a pause. The COTP was there that kind of bridged the gap, but there's kind of been like two generations of podcasts. Why don't you compare and contrast?
You know, honestly, like I enjoy the style of podcasts where I feel like it's like a family, like. Where I feel like there's a group of people that all kind of know each other. I like those podcasts where it's like, you know, just two bros chatting type of thing. And so like all the old shows, like of all the old shows, a lot of them bored me pretty quickly. And I just went all in on the Buy Forever show. I mean, to me, the Buy Forever show wasn't the absolute goat. I mean, they had all the in jokes. They had some pro scene content with the original CWL, and they had loads of drama. There was always somebody offering up somebody else's head on a silver platter, and I absolutely loved the Buy Forever show. So when I think about the old and the new, I don't know if there's been that much, you know, revolution. I still think that there's Like if you're into Clash podcast, I think that you could probably find a show with all of them that are out there right now that will suit your taste. If you like a very straightforward analytical take on the state of the game and, you know, rolling out numbers and, you know, maybe very informative, there's plenty of podcasts to do that. If you like community stuff, there's podcasts that focus more on the community. And if you are into dumpster fires, well, I'll be your Hucklebearer. All right.
Yeah. So, you're listening right now. Yeah. So,
yeah, you're currently tuned in.
You're in the right spot. Fire. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, what do you think about the different generations here?
Yeah. So, Wizard Woo, before we started the show, I told you I was going to get myself in trouble. So, let's go ahead and start on that. I did a lot of podcasts, first gen and second gen. Second gen is a lot nicer. First gen, honestly, I created my podcast. It wasn't the first podcast ever, the first generation of podcast. And then over half of them actively, openly made comments about how it was stupid that I was making a Clash of Clans podcast and that I shouldn't do it. And that it's oversaturated and what are you doing?
That's good advice though, Carl.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, but you know, I mean, what were we like 8 years later, something like that from that happening? I finally figured out what to say to these people. Go fuck yourselves. So there we go. Finally got that out. You know,
you
get over yourself.
Apologize to absolutely no one.
Yes, literally go fuck yourselves. And then secondly, you know, they're all a bunch of fucking modders and botters anyways. So go fuck yourselves because you argued about fair play, and then you turned out to be modders and botters, like a lot of them. Not everyone.
Scorched Earth is early. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but a lot of them. So, go fuck yourself. And then also, after the fact, I got some inside tea from one of the organizations, and there's even more modders and botters than I thought.
There we go. The holier than thou.
Have I said go fuck the yourself yet? Thou. So, all right.
I think that might be the name of the episode.
Yeah. So I did not. I listened to a lot of the first gen podcasts. It brought me a lot of entertainment. Uh-huh. But once I it's kind of like the don't meet your heroes thing. So once I got a little taste of the inside, I was like, it's fucking toxic a-holes. So and that they were. So I can't wait till the DMs to flow.
You know, it's that thing. And I have an anecdote. I kind of told you this anecdote the other night where it's like I got a bunch of invites to a clan. They just kept inviting me. I didn't know why. And there was a little thing in the back of my head that said, maybe they listen to the podcast and they just want me to visit. And I went over there. The name of the clan was Fake Wizards. Mm-hmm. And I went over there and they were like, oh, look, a real wizard. This is our new leader. Somebody roll this guy up. And so literally they just kept inviting me because the name wizard was in my name. So it's that thing where, like, your point, you need a little bit of that every once in a while to go, you ain't anything, my guy. No one knows who you are. Mm-hmm. You are no one. You are nobody.
Yeah.
Because like you said, you meet some of these people and they just turn out to just be dickheads. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Yeah. I mean, by no means am I saying I'm not a dickhead. I'm just saying that I had company. You know what I mean?
I was waiting for that. Thanks, Carl.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so then people just wonder why we're like banning everybody and stuff like that. Like,
oh yeah.
I mean, I like, as much as we like play it up, like it's like really hard to get banned. Like, really,
is.
If we're being objective about this, it's super hard to be banned. Like,
Carl,
for example,
You have deleted multiple chats without banning people.
Yes.
You've just basically given, like, told everybody, given them the stern look and the slap on the wrist and said, guys, knock it off, and just delete the entire general chat.
Yeah.
Okay? So there have been multiple people have been made examples of in the past. We've talked about the kind of stuff that you can do to get it, to catch a ban.
Yeah.
We would rather delete the entire general chat than have to ban someone if they can learn from it. But you got repeat offenders. You got people that just don't read the room. They are lacking in certain social skills. And, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, just to highlight that point, like we give them too, I think the problem is we give them too many chances, and then they think that that means it's open season. So like, yeah. there's been a lot of, you know, could be construed as offensive, and then some stuff that is clearly offensive. So we're like, hey, probably not, getting some complaints here. Delete. You know, and even without telling them, like, hey, slow your roll a little bit, like, just the fact that it gets deleted and you see it gets deleted, that should say something anyways. That should be a warning as well. And then if you do it 3, 4, 5, 12 times, I'm going to fucking ban you because I'm, like, sick of getting complaints, and you should have never done it one time. If any of these things that we ban for happened one time, just one time, and literally any other server, it would have been instant ban. We're the only server that gives out 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th chances, honestly.
I'm gonna agree with that. I mean, we like to have fun, and we don't want people to not feel like they can't have fun, and some people just have to find the line, and so we let them find the line. And then they still don't learn. So, like, you know, that, I mean, that's pretty much the only time people get banned is when they just continually jump over the line after it's been made pretty clear. Now, right here and right now, our former ban appeal czar actually got banned. So, is there a new ban appeal czar? Who is the
Catfish.
The new ban
Catfish. Send all ban appeals to Catfish.
I love it.
ClashingInTraffic@gmail.com.
Yes. All ban appeals to Catfish.
His podcast is back, too, by the way. He's got this podcast rebirth of the podcast. I haven't listened yet because I don't listen, but I hear it's back.
I heard it was
amazing. Go subscribe. Yep.
I heard that podcast alone should be on the Billboard top 10 charts in the UK for like 30 straight weeks. That's what I heard.
100%. What's the reason behind the FTB magic name? Like, they just want to know about people's names. I mean, the FTB one's kind of easy, right? Like, let them know what the FTB is all about.
I mean, FTB is find this base. I mean, that is Daddy Joe's company, and that is that is the tool that you can use to take a screenshot of a base, plug it into their tool, and it will give you a link of someone hitting that base. It will tell you how close of, you know, of a match that base is, and show you an attack that you can use to triple that base. So that is Daddy Joe's tool, and he sponsors you know, several pro teams. There's find this base, there's found that base, and then there's little C2J FTB, where we have our own little group that we all play and we all intermix. And and let me just tell you, Daddy Joe is he's awesome. He's amazing. He's a super smart guy and very, very friendly and courteous and gracious with all of us. All the people in FTB are also awesome. I haven't interacted with everybody on a real personal level, but the opportunities that I've had to play with these guys and chat with them over in the FTB server, they've all been awesome. I think they're all funny. They're all helpful, and they're all, you know, very obviously passionate about the game being a pro. So they're all very insightful as well. So that's the story behind FTB. And of course, the way we got linked up with these guys was Carl was randomly streaming, and Fatal just happened to be, you know, trolling through Twitch with one of his 15 Twitch accounts, and started to, like, you know, planning some attacks for Carl, and then you know, the shenanigans ensued, and the rest is history.
The issue I have with all this FTB thing, it's like you know, like, just for example, Ghost Knight, like, it's like he goes on one date and he's like putting a ring on it, you know, like, these guys don't you know, they don't play hard to get. It's like, oh, I have, you know, oh, I got invited to like an FTB or FTB related server, I'm gonna tramp stamp the shit out of myself, right? Like, they don't let it cook at all.
Carl, this is the way it is, okay? FTB is like Nike, and C2J is like, I don't even know, Skechers, okay? And when Skechers comes a-calling, and you're like, okay, I could maybe play basketball in some Skechers.
Sure.
We'll see how this goes. And then as soon as Nike makes the phone call. Buddy, you throw that Nike jersey on, and you forget that you even knew who Skechers was, all right? And so it's just a matter of branding, all right? And that FTB brand means something, so I don't blame these guys whatsoever for putting the tramp stamp on.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to ignore this in live chat, but this is just too spicy. So everyone knows that we had Hades in the clan. Apparently, Griffo did something that made Hades not like Griffo. And so in response, Griffo unapologetically is like, "Who's Hades?" Bro, literally everyone in Clash of Clans knows who Hades is. That's probably why he hates you, bro. Hey, who's Hades? Griffo, come on now.
You drop this crown, my guy. Here, let me put this on. Put this on your head. this man has been full mic drop on the hate. I know, and he's being genuine. Yeah. I don't know how you could hate Griffo. I mean, we don't hit over flags.
You probably saw him sarching. It's like I don't like Griffo. I saw him sarching. That's probably
he was doing sarch roots, and he was like, I don't want to play this guy anymore.
He's like, I can't believe I came to this clan. They're not paying me enough for this.
Hey, bro, don't watch replays, man. Just get your hits in and leave.
Oh my goodness!
Do yourself a favor.
And then, I mean, this is probably like a trivia question. Like, how did Knob Jr. become Magic Knob? Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we're already balls deep, right? We might as well keep going. So, like,
let's go.
We did the patron episodes because I wanted to know what Patreon was all about, right? So we did patron episodes. It was like $3 a month. You got like, it was actually a pretty good deal if you wanted extra shenanigans content. It was like 5-6 hours a month for like $3. Like, that was not too bad of a deal, right?
Yeah,
fun. And there was really some spicy shit in there for sure. So one of the stories that we talked about was allegedly, maybe I might have learned one of the Magic Mike dances, the wardrobe included, wardrobe off included, for, you know, a friend, you know, an acquaintance. And so I talked about the story about how I learned a choreographed dance, had the whole bit, clothes may have been on or off during said event. Like, it was like a whole thing. It was like a whole Magic Mike thing. And I was like, oh man, that would be like such a cool thing to make your clan, you know, Clash of Clan name Magic whatever, right? Because of, you know, Magic Mike, right? And before the episode, like, could finish processing and drop, Knob had already changed the name to Magic Knob. Basically, before the episode dropped, Knob had already done it, you know? So that's how that happened. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly that happened. And allegedly, I was actually live in the clan when he did the name change. I have a screenshot. And I literally said right after he did it, I said, I was here for this. So, yeah, that's the thing that allegedly happened.
Yeah. Okay, and then everyone just asks about the Scorched Earth thing. We said we weren't going to talk about it, but whatever. We're drinking tonight. You know, it's all bets are off. Obviously, tons of editing, obviously. you go first. Let me collect my thoughts here on the Scorched Earth scenario.
Scorched Earth scenario? Listen, guys, I've got thicker skin than a 100-year-old elephant. There's nothing you can say that will ever actually get to me. It really can't. So all the Scorched Earth stuff, people go Scorched Earth on me, it does not bother me whatsoever. And I'm the kind of person that if I'm not talking about you, then that's when I have a problem with you. If I'm talking about you, I genuinely don't have a problem. And I'm also not one to slide into the DMs to try to address some situation. I let things work themselves out. Sunlight is a great disinfectant.
Yeah.
So, you know, Scorched Earth for me, I'm along for the ride. I don't care. Yeah. I'm just trying. I'll get a tan. All right. I'm not worried about it whatsoever.
Yeah. So like, in essence, the story was, I was actually trying to troll Rick about, like, cause he was like talking about his podcast or whatever. And I'm like, bro, Rick, I don't even listen to your podcast. And then like the play up the bit, you know, I don't listen to any podcast. And then these two fine individuals, my friends were like, oh my God, you don't listen. I'm like, so they got this whole thing and I'm like, bro, who has more channel points to your channel? You see me in live chat the whole time. I've donated literally hundreds of dollars to both of your streams. Do you really think that I'm not like I've literally skipped life to watch their Twitch streams, right? Oh, like, God. It was just like one of those things that's like, all right, like you did eat the onion. Nobody, 100%. If you add up all the support over the entire time, I'm like literally your number one supporter. You're talking about channel points, viewer time, donations. Like, Magic Jr. probably outspent me because that man is apparently fucking made of money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he probably actually outspent me on at least CF9 stream. But I'm fucking number two. Like, there's probably been a couple of big donations he's got. I've spent a lot of money on CF. It's like literally hundreds of dollars on CF9. Yeah. So it's kind of like one of those things that, like, it got away from him. And especially since they, like, knew me really well, it was like kind of like, are we really doing this right now? But they did.
You know? Listen, Carl, I went, when people keyed me in that, you know, they went in for like 20 minutes or something.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to watch this. And I watched it and I literally laughed my ass off the entire time.
Yeah.
It's that thing where you, like, it's so good. I wish it was a bit because, like, you can't, I don't know if you could manufacture that kind of drama in a fake way. Like, it was just,
yeah, it was real. That was the problem.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I wish it was a bit because it was just so, it was done so well. But obviously, there was like actual, you know, real feelings there. And I got dragged in somehow. I don't know. But
it was actually your fault, honestly.
It probably was. I'll take full responsibility for it. I'm fine. That's fine with me. But I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious. Again, we're supposed to be like playing games and stuff, and like this is like a child's game, you know. And we're this whole thing with the podcast, man, it's supposed to be fun, you know. It's not supposed to be a chore. I don't know. Maybe that's a problem I have. I don't take it seriously. I don't know. It might be a problem. I'm not sure.
I mean, maybe. Who knows?
To some.
I mean, this is also the man that argued with a Discord bot to the fact that he... Never mind. Everyone knows that story.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a classic.
But anyways, I wish them well. No hard feelings here. Just enjoy your life with or without
us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hang out in the Rusty Nuts. Get your CWL hits done in the Rusty Nuts, my guys. You know, call it a day.
For sure.
By the way, that's their clan, by the way. So everyone think that we're not being super inappropriate, you know? Yeah, that's literally the clan name is the Rusty Nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, any other spicy ones? That's all the one that I had because I immediately had to go to like actual Clash news because stuff happened.
you know, per the usual, I don't get any DMs. So okay. I have nothing. I got nothing.
That's
Everyone
better.
Knows that they won't get anything out of me. So
yeah, well, I already got one. Let's see who it is.
Probably a free shirt request. Oh no! Yeah, okay.
Someone sent me something. Never mind.
Okay,
I'm not clicking that.
Uh oh.
The person said you're not going to click this, and he's right. okay, so we had these nerfs. We were going to talk about the nerf because spoiler alert, roots are still good. Well, I've been drinking tonight, everyone. I'm channeling a little. Okay. Anyway,
let's go. Hey, buddy, you could not be co-hosting with a better person. I am fully prepared. Oh my God.
Well, I'm only halfway through, so buckle up.
That's fine. That's fine. You got another Four Loko.
Anyway. But like I'm so jealous because we're going to talk about the nerfs and then a podcaster outshadowed the nerfs and then caused even more drama than I could possibly do on the issue. And I got really jealous of this person.
All right.
They ended up deleting the evidence, but it's a good thing that we got receipts. So we got receipts for days. Allegedly, a current podcaster of Clash of Clans said that the nerfs were really silly sauce, and that you know, it's dumb that the pros get their toys, but the casuals don't get their toys. Absolutely got destroyed on Twitter, this podcaster, hence the delete. But like, number one for me, I'm gonna let you run on this, but number one for me, I was actually a little bit jealous because this person could have like had a field day for onion, you know, eating on the pros. Like, I think they should have doubled down. Everyone else says is a good call to delete. Like, what does it matter? Right? Like, just double down. Say, I love roots. Don't nerf my favorite troop. Sorry, pros. But, you know, if you want a balanced game, pros, nerf Lalo so I don't have to watch Lalo and pro, you know, nerf Lalo then. If you want a balanced game, Lalo's too OP in the pro scene. Nerf Lalo. That's what I would have done if I was this podcaster, if this event allegedly occurred, which it obviously did not because the tweet got deleted. So, Wisdom, what have you?
So there was a Root Rider nerf, and the take was that they're hurting the casuals. I mean, I don't know, but Root Riders still completely smash bases. Like, the nerf kind of really didn't do a whole lot. I don't know how it might have affected the triple rate at all, but, like, I don't know, 1%, 2%, something? Like, the nerf kind of wasn't that big of a deal. This goes back to every time something happens with the game, people go full hyperbole in like the first 24 hours. Like, whether there's a new equipment, a new pet, a new spell, new levels of things, whatever, people go full hyperbole. This is broken. This is the most OP thing ever. It's like we don't even know how to use it yet. We don't even have bases designed against anything yet. Like, so, you know, you see that they've taken away a couple hundred hit points and, you know, whatever, and it's like, oh my gosh, they've broken, like, you know, now I can't do my thing again. I mean, that has happened to certain things in the past, but this nerf was not that at all. So, I mean, that's not really a very good take, but again, it's the hyperbole. And I'm with you, though. I completely agree. If I was getting hate for a bad take, I would probably just dig my heels in and double down and just farm all the salt. I would just...
That's free content. Farm that content,
100%. 100%. I think, you know, deleting is kind of... is almost worse than just saying, okay, guys, you convinced me. I was wrong. I probably would... Like, if I did a 180, I would just reply to my own tweet and be like, okay, you guys convinced me, like, I was overreacting, things are actually okay, you know, or like, you know, I still have my toys. I wouldn't take it down, but that's me. I don't do Twitter, so, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
As a matter of policy.
Yeah. You know, and actually, like, for this alleged podcaster that may or may have not posted a tweet, I've been thinking about it a little bit. Like, I kind of agree. I was, like, kind of warming up the fact that I could spam roots. I don't know if you heard Wizard of Woo. I don't know if I mentioned this yet on a previous podcast. I might have tripled twice in World's Warm-Ups and actually very quickly. So I was actually, like, helping the team. I don't know if I mentioned that. Did I mention this before?
I didn't hear that from you. I read that in the New York Times.
Wow. Yeah. I might have tripled with root spam, obviously. Yes. I was killing it. World's War. I don't know if you heard. I was playing FTB main roster. Mm-hmm. World's warm-ups.
And you need a jersey. Oh my
gosh. I need a jersey. I was kind of for it. Like, this podcaster saying, I was kind of getting into it. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. What's root spam? I'm getting almost as good of a time as the pros on the triple. Like, it was fun. Like, I would have liked to have done that for a few more months, honestly. So to this podcaster, dude, I would have backed you up. I'd have backed you up. I would support you. I wanted a few more fast triples. Let's just fuck it. Let's go for it.
You know, and I'll just say that I completely disagree. I want Town Hall 15 back right now. I'm sick.
Oh, no.
Triples mean nothing. Triples mean nothing. We need to make triples great again. I am sick of casual players thinking that if they can't triple, then they can't have fun in the game. Guys, you can farm your account all day with 2-star hits, all right? You can get to Legends with 2-star hits. You can stay in Legends with 2-star hits. Once you're in Legends, the loot doesn't matter if you're at 49.99 or if you're at 6,300 or 6,500 cups, okay? So you ain't never going to be number one in the world, all right? What does it matter if you're at 5,000 cups or 6,500 cups? Mm-hmm. You can 2-star all day. Same thing with CWL. oh, we want to be in champs, blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, you got to be able to triple to be in champs, and not everybody should be able to triple. So I'm going on record right now, and we're not going to get this, Carl. We've already gotten the news that all of the content creators have been defeated. They've all been shot down. Doesn't matter how much trouble they stir up or how many videos they make with commentary about the state of the game. Supercell has definitively said, this is the way of the game. It's going to be easy, and they're going to continue to make it easier because the casuals are playing more and spending more money. So the casuals are steering the nose of the company right now, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we're not going to get this, but I'm going to tell you, I want Town Hall 15 meta back. I want a 30-some-odd percent triple rate for Town Hall 16. I want a triple to matter. And listen, I would rather right now, if you don't have a perfect CWL, in these higher levels, it's kind of like, what are you actually doing? Like, if you're not getting 19 or more, you're basically a failure.
Delete your account.
That's what I'm saying. So but who at this point, it feels bad. Like, you know, you get your, you know, I feel bad. I feel like a big dummy because I have my first ever perfect Legends Day in Town Hall 16. I mean, that should tell you right there's a problem with the game. I should not be having a perfect Legends Day. And there's multiple other people that have posted perfect Legends Days as well. And I'm sure they would all agree that they're also mid, just like me. Mid players shouldn't be doing perfect Legends Day or getting 20 stars in CWL in champs leagues, okay?
Yeah.
It just shouldn't be happening, period. So all you casuals out there, you know what? Embrace the two-star. Embrace the suck, all right? It's okay to two-star. It's okay to two-star. Two stars win wars. That's where the phrase comes from, because it used to be the game was difficult, and if you could just get solid two stars, enough of the good players could clutch some triples and get you the win. Now, it's the complete – everything's flipped on its head. So do you feel good? Where, you know, you went from playing checkers and chess – you went from playing chess to playing checkers, and we're not even playing checkers anymore. We're playing the freaking pull the string and hear the cow moo. That's the game we're playing right now, and you're a pro at it. Or don't you feel good about yourselves? I'm roasting all the casuals. I'm one of you. I'm one of you, okay? Yeah. And I don't deserve to have a
personal attack on me. The personal attack.
Carl, I'm in the same boat. I shouldn't be able to do that. That's not the way the game should be played.
I mean, for fuck's sake, Nob can even triple these days. That's how bad the meta is right now.
Yeah, he actually had a clutch one. And Nob is saying, pull the string and listen to the cow moo. Is that a game? No, it's not. You literally just line up the little arrow.
It's another Supercell game.
Line up the arrow. You're talking about? You pull the string and it said the cow goes moo.
Oh, okay.
That's how simple we're making things now. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's my hot take.
Well, you know, this would be like a funny bit if it wasn't for Goat Knight, aka Ghost Knight, stealing the show again, misusing the wrong yore. Bro, learn all the differences between all the yours. I already shaded you out once for it. You shaded me out. So Wizard Woo, the other night, we did this thing where he said all these Urban Dictionary things, right? And he's like, hey, Carl, do you know what this means? I knew none, right? You were there. I knew none of the Urban Dictionary things. I'm like, bro, I don't know what you want from me. I fucking work in an office. I don't talk to anybody. I'm a loser, right? Like, I don't know any of this shit, right? But at least I know how to use your and your. So, like, you got me on the Urban Dictionary shit, but this is now my Super Bowl. I can use grammar properly. I can grammar well, you know?
Yeah.
See how I did? See how I used the grammar there when I grammar shaded somebody? See what the bit is there? Yeah,
absolutely. You better be careful, Ghost Knight. Carl's going to drag you into the deep end of the grammar pool. Wait till he starts flexing all of his syntax. Yeah. You are so done.
I'm going to scorch earth the shit out of you.
Not Ghost. Kelsey grammar. Knob. Knock it off.
You know what? I can't wait to hear his rebuttal in episode 3 of Clashing with the Homies that airs in 2025. So.
Oh, no. How dare you?
Okay. All right. So, new attacks. We got some equipment. Yep. We got this OP fireball. Magic Knob was like, hey, Woo, did you see Carl use E-Drags? And what did you say to this? What did you say to this attack?
I said, nice try. You're 4 days late on your April Fool's joke.
Oh, my God. So, Wizard of Woo, here's the deal. I love the fireball. I went all, so finally, I've been saying how much I love that game design. I literally bought, I bought money. Like, you know how I was like, only pay Supercell if they deserve it? Well, I don't think they deserve it yet, but the Fireball's so cool, I spent a whole bunch of money. So I leveled up the Fireball to like, I'm great, yeah. So I leveled the Fireball to like 20. I'm using this Fireball. I'm like, oh man, this is so great. But some attacks go super bad. So I'm doing double charge Fireball. So I'm doing Warden Unicorn, 4 healers. I'm doing Queen, 5 healers. I don't have the support equipment for it, so everything is mid. My Fireball is like 20. My Rage Gem is like 0. My Frozen Arrow is like 0. But I'm just using them all, right? So I'm doing this double hero charge Fireball, and I do like rocket loons or what, it's like something super stupid that I'm totally not gonna triple with anyways, but I'm having a lot of fun with it, right? So I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. This is like some Carl style gameplay, right? So I just wanted to give an example. So we're in champs one, so obviously you don't want to screw around. So what do? I do a double hero charge Fireball. And I'm like, I got all this extra space. You know, it's a ring base. It's a double poison toxic ring base. I'm doing a Fireball. So Knob and I are planning for like 30 minutes. I'm like, what do I do with this extra 100 troop space? Toss in a couple E-drags. So I literally do, check this out, Woo. I know that it's hard to explain attacks in Clash of Clans. So double poison ring base. Everyone can get a mental image of that. Warden walk Fireball at 12. Yep. King hero dive at 3, flinger at 6, E-drags at 9, all the way around, queen at 130 to try to get the town hall, and it like kind of worked. Knob thinks that I was like one invis spell away in the core. I missed the queen on my invis spell because the warden and the queen end up linking together, and I missed the queen on the invis spell, so the mono got it, but like... It was pretty neat. Like that's the, like, the, you know, I was multitasking like a motherfucker on this thing, and I got okay. It was like an 85, but now I was like, oh man, if you would have got that queen would have got all that mono damage. You might have had it. So like, it's some pretty interesting game space, right? I'm flipping around equipment. I'm flipping around pets. I had Frosty on the queen for Pete's sakes. Like now we're talking. Now we're playing Clash of Clans. That's what I gotta say about the whole matter.
This is what I call pod racing.
Yes. Right. So Woo, I feel like if you're not trying to be sweaty, if you're trying to, you know, do what I'm doing here, which is just have fun in champs one, when you spend a whole bunch of money hiring pros to play with you,
there you go,
so you can throw your league.
Yeah,
I feel like you can have a lot of fun, right, doing some like crazy attacks that even casuals can try, right? Like, am I crazy?
I think so too. I think that you know, for me, I haven't quite invested in the in some of those equipments. You know, not the Fireball, certainly not. I still have to max out my Vamp stash first, and then I'll get to the Fireball. But so I'd love to do these kinds of attacks. Fatal just posted the blueprint video of the double charge. I did watch that, you know, a while ago when that came out, and that was one that I wrote down here. Was the double charge, and it looks super fun. I mean, obviously, look, the game's broken, and I've been a proponent of breaking the game in the past and finding these unique play experiences where people that are actually super talented and understand how to use these tools can show the rest of us what's truly possible. Like, I'm pretty sure you saw this one too, Carl. The all heroes and spells attack. You know, this guy didn't even need a couple of E-Dragons.
Birdo.
Extra space. Yeah, Birdo tripled 16 with just heroes and spells. You know, there's super creative things that can be done right now because the game is so unbalanced and lopsided. And, you know, to your point, if you're dirty casual like us and you can easily triple, you should be smiling and not complaining. And if you want to start to get into a little bit of the creative space, there's plenty of content creators out here and especially, you know, creative people here in the group that we play with that are doing some wild stuff right now. You know, not everybody is, you know, Sarch blimping and Root Riders. Okay. You know, just certain people that piss off Hades are doing that. So I mean, it's a fun time to be in the game. I genuinely do want the game to be harder. we're probably going to need a pro mode for that to happen.
Yeah.
I think content creators know that's the way that it's going to have to go.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, if you're just playing the regular mode right now, there's all kinds of fun toys to play with.
Yeah. I mean, the two separate modes, I think, like, I was worried that people would, shame other clashers not playing the hard mode. But you know what? I think that, so let's go ahead and right now, let's go ahead and say this, Wizard of Woo.
Yeah.
Minus Comp Wars, if we do split mode, let's go ahead and make this promise right now.
Yeah.
I know this is going to piss people off. Let's say the C2J is casual mode permanently, except for Comp Wars. How about that, Spicy Apple, if they do split mode?
Yeah, I mean, the only way that I will ever click over to that competitive mode or pro mode or whatever they might want to call it is if there are higher rewards to opt in to separate Legends League.
They are going to do that, aren't they?
But they could do that right now. They could do that right now, right? They could just adjust the stats if you say and just people and give people the option to opt in or opt out of Legends, right? Oh my gosh, Ghosty, that's amazing. Yeah, well, Carl, the whole community is behind you to get your parking pass back. That's good to know.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
I know. All of this salt, Ghost Knight, you have to know. You guys all need to know. All of this salt that Carl has tonight is all stemming from him losing his parking pass.
Yes, just it so actually is. That was my world. That was my whole world.
He's taking it out on all of you, just so you know. I'm trying to help here. But yeah, I mean, they'll probably separate it to where you have to opt in. You have to choose to play it, and there might be higher rewards and stuff, and then I'll do it in that case. But, I mean, if there's no reward for doing it, then yeah, there's no reason to do it unless you're being competitive, for real.
Before everyone quits the clan, we'll make a vote on it. Because I'm sure there's going to be different perks like it, like you say. But yeah. I feel like making the game slightly easier and that for casuals to pretend like they're in the Creative Master Series will keep me playing Clash of Clans longer. It honestly will, right? Like, that's the kind of stuff that I like to do. And if you can make it work, like, right now, you're shaking your head like you hate it. So I'm
just saying, Carl, I'm a simple man. I'm happy with 2 stars, and the rest of you casual should be too. That's my take. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Okay. I'm sure that no one will clip that and then play it later, so that's fine.
Nothing I've ever said has ever come back to haunt me.
Raid medals for ores. Shocking and amazing. What say you?
Again, this is more proof that the casual is driving the game because, you know, the schedule of when all these equipment, hero equipment's been coming out is being slowed down, and Supercell is finding, you know, new ways to allow us to get ores, you know, for free to play players. If you're doing raid weekend with Clan Capital. So, I mean, yeah, it's a good thing because, you know, if you're playing Clan Capital, it's free ore. So there's nothing to complain about, really. But again, this has been done to tailor to the casual player. So,
yeah. Okay. So, like, I honestly can't tell if I'm starting to hate Clash of Clans or like it more. Like, I'm in this weird zone where, like, I'm like, do I tell everyone I'm quitting after 16 or do I like keep playing because I like it? So recently they like at this point, like what does it matter them trying to keep information? Like whatever the little crack in the armor is, it's like a gushing geyser of leaks. So new hero, new legendary equipment in Maine, which, I've been drinking, shocking. May, that apparently is even more OP than the giant gauntlet. Oh, so I misspoke. Is more OP than the vamp stash, the best equipment in the game, clearly.
Absolutely.
So, like, I feel like if they're going to keep making broken stuff that I can do dumb attacks with and then pretend like they're going to work, I'll love the game. But if they like do this thing where now I have to learn Lalo, which is just impossible for me because my brain is non-functional, I hate the game, so I don't even know which way to go. So, like, there's these leaks, Hero, equipment, Blame Adam basically already let the world know that Clash of Clans is broken, and all the pros and content creators hate it and is yelling at everyone. Like, all the secret's out. Like, we don't have any insider information. We just get videos posted to us so that we get information. So, like, which way are you leaning? Because I can't decide.
Well, you know, this is the thing where I go back to, I have fun because of the people that I'm playing with and the stuff that we do and the group that we have. So, you know, if people start dropping off because the game's not fun in whatever way, you know, then, you know, that'll be my time to just move on and go join the fake Wizards clan, I guess, and just sunset the account. But like I'm still having fun with the group of people. You know, whether the game is hard or easy for me at any given point, I don't think it matters as much as us getting together and playing like we do and having all the fun and shenanigans that we do as a group.
Yeah.
It certainly helps when you win, right? So, but we're all playing the same game. So again, you know, if the game is hard, the game is hard for everyone, and it's an even playing field, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, back when Town Hall 15, that's why I still had fun, because, yeah, the triples weren't there, but when you did triple, there was a real celebration. And some might even say it deserved a celebration burrito at the time. you know, Mom feed you up a nice celebration burrito, and, you know, your tummy was full, and you gazed at your triple. You watched the replay 3 or 4 times in a row. You couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe what you'd done. And now it's just like smashing bases and playing wrestling walkout music and stuff. Like, you know, it's just a slight change, but we're all still having fun. At least I'm still having fun. So, you know, whichever direction the game goes in, as long as we're having fun, I'll be around to play.
So let's do a little inside baseball.
Yeah, the tea is getting spilled, as they say, Carl.
The entire podcast in the live podcast commentary, it's Griffo saying, "I never did anything to Hades." Yep. the receipts coming back that Hades hates you. So the other part of the inside baseball is I was under negotiations with Hades to do a 6-month contract with this guy. Like, we were literally negotiating for a 6-month contract for him to be C2J for 6 months. To the and now we're at the point that we find out that Griffo insulted him and that Hades hates Griffo. So that's probably why the contract fell through, right? It wasn't because of the money. It wasn't because of the time investment. It was because Hades hates Griffo. So Griffo, you cost me having Hades on the roster for 6 months. What say you, Griffo? Because rude. That's all I gotta say, rude. Be nice to people, Griffo. Hades was a nice sport. He came over to play with us. He got 20 stars in CWL. You know, the man is a goat. He's a legend.
I'm just gonna blame Fatal on this one.
Yeah. Well, this is 100% Fatal's fault. I don't know how, but it's Fatal's fault. Actually, you know what? Correction, Ghost Knight's fault. It's Ghost Knight's fault. What did you do, Ghost Knight, and how are you gonna fix it?
Hopefully he's, whatever his plan is, he spells it right.
Yeah. 100%. Also Fatal, you should have kept it going the whole episode.
I know.
Spoiler alert. Hades doesn't hate Griffo because Griffo doesn't do anything wrong. I guess the secret's out now.
Yeah. It was a giant troll from Fatal. And honestly, I sniffed that out from the absolute start because let's be real. No one can actually hate Griffo. That is completely impossible. When I saw that, I was like, that's 100% not possible.
Yeah,
you cannot possibly hate Griffo. There's literally nothing to hate about Griffo.
Yeah, yeah. Period. I mean, bro, learn something other than Sarch, bro. But other than that, yeah. Nothing to hate for Griffo. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, okie dokie. What other Clash stuff do we got? Because we got to leave some time because Catfish, who's actually in the live chat right now, he posted his top 5 list from the last episode that we have to analyze because it's really dumb. Like, it's literally the worst top 5 list ever. So
I actually enjoyed that.
No, 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 no.
I'm being completely unbiased. I don't know what your axe to grind here is. No, I got no other Clash stuff. Okay. I want to make sure we make time.
Yeah, we gotta make time.
Yeah, I have nothing else, Carl. They can release Town Hall 17 right now, and we're skipping it. All right.
Yeah, right. Town Hall 17's canceled. Okay, what do you got for shout out, shade out? Let's start with shout outs, right?
There we go. For sure. Okay. My first shout out is to TJ. So, me and TJ have been doing this thing where. I don't know what it is, but when somebody joins Discord and you do the little, you click the little hello bot and it just randomly generates a little animated GIF, I love the Screaming Peach. That's my favorite one.
And, objectively, and it's the best one. Yeah.
It is the best one. And TJ was like, when I clicked it one day and I got the Screaming Peach, and TJ was like, Grippo's posting some of my handiwork there. Yeah, so I got the Screaming Peach, and I was like, I got Screaming Peach. My day is good. I made my day. Yeah. And TJ was like, I often wonder, like, it's kind of weird. So I kind of wonder, like, what people think when you send them back the Screaming Peach. And so I had to make a little AI art. And with like a completely evil looking Screaming Peach. So now it is my goal. Every single time TJ gets an emote, I am going to make a completely demented version of it and reply to it. And I've been doing it for the last few people that have joined, and TJ has gotten one of the little emotes on, and I'm having a lot of fun. And yeah, that last one with the dog and the sup, that's some high quality AI artwork right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my first. That's my first shout out.
Okay, yeah, keep going.
My second shout out. Mm-hmm. I have to just give a shout out to. I don't know who you are, sir, or madam, or zir or whatever. But day one, Carl, things were looking bleak for C2J. Okay, CWL is this week. We're wrapped up day one. We're in the thick of it in day two right now.
Yeah,
things were looking bleak for C2J. Yeah. It was coming down to the wire and. We were on the ropes. We were like, well, that's it. Let's get it out of our system, boys. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, classic C2J fashion. And I just have to give a shout out to the guy from the opposing clan that swagged his hit and allowed us to win on a tiebreaker percent. literally, the guy could have come in and got a 49% zero star and they would have beaten us.
Yeah.
And this dude swagged an entire hit and we end up winning on a couple percentage points. So that was amazing. Yeah. I can't give that guy a shout out. Without giving Knob and Fury a shout out, because I was like third last to go. I had a complete dumpster fire of an attack, and I was like, "Well, you know, I don't even want to go back and look at this. This, you know, that'll do it. Nail in the coffin." Knob and Fury come through, finish the war with two triples to tie it up, and then lo and behold, they swag the hit, and we win on percent. So. Big shout out to Knob and Fury for coming through and at the very end in the clutch there and doing their absolute level best when, from the looks of things, it wouldn't even have mattered what they did, but lo and behold, it did. So shout out to those guys. Those are my shout outs, Carl.
I mean, I feel like it's the best call I've ever made in my entire life to do my shout outs after yours, but because I can just like emphasize how good your shout outs were.
You double down.
Double down. You know, easy mode, easy street. Shade outs. What you got, my guy?
Well, you know, we have this thing, especially with FTB, called the Wall of Shame. And the Wall of Shame is reserved for those who essentially spoil the perfect war. It's happened many, many times. Some people's names are up there more than others. And I just want to give someone an honorary membership. Someone pointed out to me last night that one of the clans in our CWL group went 14 for 15 with triples in war day number one. The clan is just called like Vietnam. And but one guy got a two-star. Yep. And it was a 99% two-star. On day one. So you, sir, get a shade out. I don't know who you are, but we have the stats, and that is a wall of shame. So whoever 100%. You are there, you poor guy. All right. I've got to give Carl a a little bit of shade here. The first thing I'm going to give him thing I'm going to give him shade for is that, you know, you revealed that you swagged a hit in
allegedly
the P51. Yeah, the P51 clan, Carl. Listen, I maybe I should have given a pep talk. I said I was not going to give a pep talk. I gave ourselves a logo, a calling card. Yeah. Balls out for Champs 3. Yep. And there's even, and I put little fireballs on there, Carl. There's a little,
it was really good.
There's fireballs on there. And here we are. We didn't, you know, shade out to everybody, honestly, because we didn't feel CC's for the war that we're in right now. So balls out. I don't know. And then you swag a hit. So I got to give you shade for that. The second thing I have to give you shade for is, honestly, Carl, you didn't know what the Gluck Gluck 9000 was. I find that hard to believe that you did not know what the Gluck Gluck 9000
How in my life would I ever figure out what the Gluck Gluck 1000 was called?
I thought maybe you actually came up with that name. I have heard tell stories.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that you didn't know what the Gluck Gluck 9000. That was one of the Urban Dictionary terms that, that Ghost Knight had
I really didn't know what that was. I didn't.
So, I had never heard it before, but I guessed you what it was on the first guess. So, you can, for all of you out there listening, this is definitely not PG-13. So, if for all of you out there listening, you can just in your mind guess what the Gluck Gluck 9000 is, and then you can, if you're 18 plus, you can Google it and look at Urban Dictionary and see what the actual definition is. And
why don't you tell everyone
that's something that Carl should know?
What I guessed, like I made a guess. Tell them what I guessed.
You thought it was some kind of a handgun or something.
A video game gun. I thought it was like a weapon in a video game.
Okay, a weapon in a video. Well, actually, someone should actually do that now, and it should make that noise.
Oh my god!
It should, every time you shoot it, it should go gluck. Yeah, that would be.
Well, you just gave it away now. You gave a hint.
Well, it's a gluck. That's the.
And also, how are you so good at making that noise?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't make that noise because I don't have a gag reflex. So, anyway, on to my next. We're still doing shade outs. On to my next shade out here.
That's a shout out to you for no gag reflex.
We're not pausing. We're continuing. My next and last shade out. Say the best shade out for last. So, this poor soul. He comes in hot and heavy. He's coming. Look, man, this homeless bum comes in off the street. We gave him a bowl of soup. We gave him a hot shower. We shaved him. We cleaned him up. We put a suit on him. We got him a job. He's got multiple jobs now.
Yeah.
Well, one of your jobs, fool, is to hit in CWL, okay? So you get a shade out. You get a shout out when you come in off the street and we take you in like a stray cat we found behind the dumpster at 7-Eleven. You get a shout out for coming hanging out with us. Well, now you're catching the shade. So, Mr. Rex, let me tell you, not only do you get shade for swagging hits, but this is even worse. This is even lower than swagging hits, okay? There is all kinds of ruckus kicking off over in the After Dark channel in Discord because people are swagging hits and no one wants to name names, but you know who you are. You want to post pictures, you want to hang out and voice, and as soon as somebody starts bringing out your dirty laundry, we haven't seen you, you haven't been in there, you're nowhere to be found. So you deserve every bit of shade. You're swagging hits and you're nowhere to be found to defend yourself or own your dishonor. Okay, so Rex, shade out to you, sir. I'm disappointed.
Oh my god. You know, for a second I thought you were going to talk about Beans. I thought you'd get multiple jobs. I thought you were going to talk about Beans for a second, about how he did phase one of his C2J takeover and then he disappeared in phase two.
Listen, Beans is the wave. We know how Beans operates at this point. Mm-hmm. Beans is not doing anything that's unexpected. I had higher expectations for Rex. Okay.
Oh my god.
Beans is living up to his expectations perfectly. And might I add, He's playing his cards so very well. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Okay, so the After Dark drama is like bonkers to me about how much it is. So there's like this like whole huge thread about like hit opposites and like think of the bigger picture and like don't dip. And so like there's this huge thing, everyone's mad, there's a riot, pitchforks are out, and everyone's like, okay, everyone
Judge
got
Dredd
it, right?
Is there.
Judge Dredd is there. Literally. Anyways, so like right after the riot was over, we got a game plan. It's like, okay, everyone, like, this is what we have to do to be a team player. The very next war, allegedly, you know, somebody who might be marrying somebody who hatred.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Now I know why Hades feels the way that he does.
Yes, exactly. This person that Hades hates, that person's future wife allegedly dipped halfway across the map to number 30. Allegedly. So that's a shade out to you.
Unbelievable.
Allegedly.
Now that picture of her sitting there playing Clash of Clans, I just want to put like triple dip on that picture and repost.
And this is the person who, like, so we're doing this thing right now, a little inside baseball.
ASMR inside baseball.
I am sending a care package to Australia with some American delights, some American treats.
Also fire ants.
And most of the stuff is for this person that did this like massive dip. So what I did is I had to threaten them that I'm going to start taking things out of the care. This person is like, this person has a weird fetish for ranch dressing. It's like weird, right? But we don't kink shame. Well, you kink shame. Woo, you kink shame. I don't kink shame because I have the worst kinks in the world. And by worst, I mean best.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I'm up for anything, allegedly. I don't kink shame. However, this person might have a ranch fetish. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm up for it, right? Like, I'm sure. Good. I'm good. If someone said that to me, I'm like, yeah, just marinate me in ranch. I'm fine. So I had to threaten taking bottles of ranch out of this care package because apparently the recipe for ranch changes from country to country. I don't know if you heard about this yet. So I had to threaten taking the ranch out so they wouldn't dip. You know? It worked. It worked though, right?
Oh, you ain't gonna have no hidden valley. There's gonna be no valley if you don't get your shit together.
Okay, so that's shade out number one. And then shade out number two. This person with the ranch fetish, no kink shaming, that they're marrying. This person, oh my God. So this person, first of all, is a whale. So this person was like so mad about the next event coming out for Oars. They're like, this is dumb. Why are they making another event? I'm not going to buy the event pass because I already have all my equipment maxed out. Who doesn't have their equipment all maxed out, right? Like, what? Like, who is this idiot that doesn't have their equipment all the way maxed out? So, shade out to you. Spoiler alert, nobody has their equipment maxed out except for you. So, shockingly as it is, shade out to you, my friend.
Bro, I felt like the only... Because I've watched pro replays and they don't have maxed equipment. I legitimately thought the only people that have their equipment maxed out are like people making YouTube content.
I know, right? You would think.
That is a huge revelation to me, and absolutely they deserve shade. And you know what? I would withhold some ranch dressing for that comment alone.
Oh,
unbelievable
my God.
Flex. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We just got blown a kissy face flexing the max equipment that they just posted in Clan Chat.
Everything. Holy cow.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm literally spending 100. I'm sending, like, some other American stuff, too. But I'm going to probably end up spending, like, $100 US in ranch to send to this person. So.
Bro, just send them the packets. Send them. You gotta be.
I do. I got liquid ranch. I got powder ranch. I got the whole thing. I got the Reese's. I got the Snickers. I got all the
underwear.
Yeah, yeah. Edible underwear. Worn. I mean, not worn yet. Yeah. Okay, that's what I got for Shade Out. Are we ready for some After Dark? Because we got a spicy After Dark.
Oh, I got my glass of milk ready. Let's go.
Welcome back to Clash After Dark. So before we do our top five list, which is top five albums of all time.
Unfinished business here.
Unfinished business. Catfish decided to post his little top five from last about upsets. And I got a bone to pick for this man. A bone to pick.
Do tell.
And also some inside baseball to share. So this should be fun.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Start dishing.
The what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in the podcast community stays in the podcast community is, you know, I'm breaking that rule tonight.
Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. So number five for Catfish. Mm-hmm. Wizard, any of your commentary on this? He says 2015 Sugar Bowl. I'm not saying the word before this. Catfish. Ohio State.
Oh.
Beating Alabama. I think that Steve is an Alabama fan, right? So maybe I'm on board with this. I don't know yet. I'm still figuring it out.
That's amazing.
You know, defeats Alabama 42-35.
I think Steve loves Alabama,
And then the Buckeyes beat Oregon. Everyone knows I live in Seattle. UW hates Oregon. I kind of like Oregon. Like, the Oregon fans are fucking assholes. But Oregon is kind of cool. I kind of like Oregon sports, but just the fans make it bad. What do you think of this number five?
I think that's a great number five. I don't follow a lot of college football, honestly. So I wish I had a better expert opinion on here. But, you know, he framed it out pretty well and made a good argument for it. And I can't disagree with that being on a top five list. Okay.
Number four, The Miracle on Ice. I mean, shit, obviously. Okay, yeah, can't argue with you there.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes.
Number three is where I started to get mad, to be fair.
Why? Why?
His
number three, honestly, number three might should be number one.
Catfish is, quote, unquote, Wizard of Woo, edging out Carl with the absolute fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji top five list. How dare you, sir? What say you, Mr. Wu?
I like this Catfish fellow. He seems like a smart guy. I mean, Carl, this is an upset. So you have to understand that all the hopes and dreams for having the best top five list in this category was on you. And I pulled off the upset. So it's not saying that you're not good and you're not talented. It's just that this scrappy little upstart just, you know, got one over on you just one time.
So before Catfish gives his extra definitive revised top five list, let me add a little something to the mix here. Let me add a little something.
Oh, is this going to be more ranch dressing, Carl? Get what you want.
Metaphorical ranch dressing. So, come to find out after the tip and tee bet that Cole, who is a world base builder, helped Call Me T plan his attack for literally hours to do like a Blaze Hydra or something super lame. I literally YOLO'd my attack on stream with people that helped me plan my attack to end up taking this W. So Call Me T had Cole, the legendary Cole, one of the best Clash of Clans players the podcast community has known, helped plan his attack for literally hours, and I YOLO'd the attack that Twitch chat planned for me. So that just gives you a little bit more, inside baseball to this epic upset of me crushing Tip Dog.
Okay, but let me just say, Carl, let me give you a little inside baseball on how I crushed you with my top five list. I put in zero effort. On my top five list as well. So what do you have to say now?
You can't see me. I'm waving the white flag. I'm literally waving the white flag right now. Okay, number two, Carl's Rejects. So, fucking Catfish, goddamn it. So, first of all, you're just doubling down on the Carl's Rejects thing. Like, so he says, regardless of who may or may not have allegedly been behind the filthy tryhards, that does not diminish the accomplishment of the team formerly known as Carl's Rejects. So, first of all, like, that's true. Like, I guess I can't argue with that. But before I spill the beans about the Carl's Reject situation, which I am going to do and not edit out, what say you, Mr. Wu?
I'm just surprised that you mentioned beans, because he actually was here in the chat earlier.
What? Wait, what?
Go ahead and spill. Go ahead and spill it.
Okay. So, here's the deal. This event belonged to another podcast related community, right? Like, I feel like that's public knowledge, right? Am I wrong here? So yeah,
the competitive round robin war event. Yep.
Yes. I'm gonna be honest with you, like, we actually talked about this the other night, Wizard of Woo. Like, I kind of only do stuff that people tell me to do. Like, it's very rare.
Yeah,
it's very rare that I care enough to actually be motivated to do anything. I'm gonna be honest with you. Yep. I got to spend all this time commuting because I don't have this elite parking pass anymore, right? I don't know if you heard about I lost my parking pass today. Heard about this. Anyways, so how I got to be real careful because people might actually get upset about this. So I wasn't going to do the event. I got convinced to do the event because allegedly. By me not being in the middle of it, that people could have got upset. How do I say this without actually people getting mad at me? Because somebody might actually get mad at me.
Here's what you should do. You should say it three different ways and then edit out the other two.
Anyways, I got asked to do it because it would help somebody not be mad.
Okay.
Or upset. Does that make sense? Enough where it's like, I didn't want to do it. I did it as a favor.
But you were going to hurt feelings if you sat it out. So people convince you to do it to keep everybody happy.
Yeah. So, like, and literally.
And you're a people pleaser.
Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. I already said too much.
I don't think that's controversial. I don't think that's controversial.
But it's like but then it turned into this whole thing about how it was the world against fucking the filthy tryhards, because it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden,
you were like, okay, I get it. I get it now. You're like, you know what? I think I don't want to do this. And people are like, please do it. It'll really make other people happy. They'll be very disappointed if you don't. And then you do it. And as soon as they're in, they're like, you're going down, bitch.
Yes. Like, yes, like, oh, exactly.
Oh my God. You're coming at my throat. Everyone just begged me to do this. And now they all want to kill me. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Amazing. So, like, I felt like
it's even better that you got beat.
Oh, you're not making it any fucking better, Wu. God damn you. I don't even know why I'm here anymore.
You poor guy, that sucks so bad. Oh, the car. Bro,
I didn't want to fucking do this thing. And then I was a good sport about it. I was the goddamn team captain. And then on top of all of it, there was a controversy of people changing the rules midstream, they're like, oh, captains come in. I'm like, I did not sign up for any of this.
That's funny.
Oh, absolutely,
Carl,
not.
You know what your biggest mistake was, Carl, outside
What's that?
Of doing something you didn't want to do, is you lost to the one team you couldn't fucking lose.
I know.
Okay. That's the problem.
Well, no,
that's
two. I couldn't have lost. We barely beat Catfish's clan. We almost lost to Catfish. Catfish almost fucking tripled me. I never would have lived that down. He actually made a mistake. He should have tripled me. He made a mistake, and he should have tripled me. So thank God that didn't happen, because I'd be hearing about that every other fucking day, too.
Well, just all live vicariously through Carl's Rejects, then. That's fine. Oh, that's hilarious. I know, Catfish is spilling the tea, too. I remember Catfish telling that story when he was a guest. That was so good.
I know.
It was amazing. He's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I come up with the idea, and then people vote me out of the club. That's amazing. That's so good.
So, like, I know that nobody gives a fuck, and nobody listens to the podcast, but maybe just maybe, some of the stupid shit we do is we get asked to interject to make other people's lives just a tiny, tiny bit better. And then all the shit comes flowing to me. And every once in a while, there may be a day that I lose my parking pass that maybe you should just be like a little bit nicer to me than like let every single one of your negative emotions out at me.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I kind of like no parking pass, Carl. This has been a very exciting episode. You just need a little electric scooter and I think you'll be okay, Carl. Don't worry about it.
Fuck that noise. Bro, here's the deal.
We got to get to Catfish's number one.
Number one. The Minutemen versus the Redcoats. Obviously the greatest upset in human history. Obviously.
Oh, of course. Except for there's one other that I will pick a bone with Catfish on this list that I am surprised of all people. This one almost made my list. And when he posted his list, I was actually shocked that this didn't make his list. I mean, guys, you know, Catfish, he is a godly man. He's a spiritual man. He reads the good book. And this one almost made my list, and I was so surprised. The phrase, David versus Goliath, is literally about an upset. And the fact that David versus Goliath, the OG, the actual David versus Goliath, didn't make it on Catfish's list is an abomination.
Yeah,
But yeah, that's the only bone I will pick with this entire
throw list. The whole list out. Man. The whole list is void at this point in time.
No, the list is
Catfish.
List,
make a new list.
We can make that 1A and Minutemen 1B, and everything else can be 2, 3, 4. That's fine.
Oh my god. I forgot to shout out Magic Knob and I. I don't know if you heard. We might be doing a little vacation together. To England, so shout out to Magic Knob. Or Ireland, we haven't decided yet.
okay.
All right. Ready for the real top five list? You ready for this?
Let's do it.
All right. Top five albums of all time. Yep. Objectively debate us. Wizard Woo, number five, what you got?
So when I thought about top five albums, I took this extremely personal, and I thought about albums that I listen to over and over and over again, front to back. So this ain't no Rolling Stones, okay? This ain't no Spin magazine, nothing like that. This is me, a giant dummy, talking about the music that I have listened to over and over and over again. And nowadays, I don't even know who listens to albums anymore. So, you know, we're kind of exposing how crusty and antiquated we are even talking about albums in the first place. But number five for me, Foo Fighters, The Color and the Shape. When that album, their second album, came out in the late 90s, that was like that album. I literally listened to that album front to back, every single song, so many times. I listened to it in the car, listened to it at work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just one of those things it was kind of revolutionary when it came to like people, you know, obviously there was Foo Fighters had one album before that and it was pretty much all Dave Grohl, and The Color and the Shape was the first album with kind of the band that was what it was for so long. And so, you know, that's my number five. I think it's still a classic standard album. What say you, Carl?
Number five for me, Purple Rain. I mean, come on. Nobody can argue with me with that one, right? I mean, obviously, Absolutely. Obviously deserving a top five. That's my five.
Purple Rain is a good one, for sure. And fun fact, the recording of the song Purple Rain was on the album was actually done live for the movie Purple Rain. I saw a video one time where people synced up the actual crowd that was in that movie to the vocalizations that were in the background of the track that's on the album, and they literally recorded that track live for the movie and put it on the album. So
hell yeah, pretty, baby.
I mean, Prince, amazing musician.
Mm-hmm.
Number four for me, this might be a little off the rail, a little weird, but City of Evil by Avenged Sevenfold. I'm not the biggest Avenged Sevenfold fan.
Okay.
I understand they're kind of like Papa Roach and Limp Bizkit for people now. I get it. But that was I'm serious. That was like one of their first big studio albums. They were still kind of raw. They were still young. They didn't have all of the fame and fortune that they eventually came into and the mainstreamness of them. And that album has so many bangers on it. I listened to it front to back so many times. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite albums of all time. It's number four for me. What you got, Carl?
Okay. Absolutely has nothing to do with me being a kid of the 90s, but Radiohead, Kid Alpha, for all you out there. I mean, Radiohead is just amazing. Very underrated. Yeah. This album clearly belongs in the top somethings. You know, if it's not in your top five, it's in your top 25. Radiohead. I love them.
I do love me some Radiohead. Those are guys that are not afraid to break out of their mold and just kind of do whatever they want. I do appreciate artists that do that. Yeah. And Thom Yorke is a complete weirdo. And I like that too.
Love it.
All right, number three for me. I mean, this is one of my favorite groups of all time. I literally listened to every single album, every single song they've ever put out. And the album is Hello Nasty, and the artist is the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
And this album came out when I was a teenager, my late teens. This was the last album that I literally stood in front of a Sam Goody on
what's that
on re- oh, I know on release day at the mall. Okay, what's that?
What's those? A mall?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I stood at the entrance before the mall opened, and I was like, literally the only person there. But I was like, I knew this album was coming out. I read about it. I was the only person there because, I mean, I was in Kentucky. So, like, how many people are waiting for a Beastie Boys album at a mall in Kentucky? Probably not very many. But I was the only person there. The guy was literally like, what are you here for? And I was like, I want to buy the Beastie Boys album. He's like, okay, we got him. He opened up, like, 2 minutes early for me. I went in and bought it. And it's an amazing album. They won multiple Grammys for it. Best Artist of the Year, Best Song, Rap Song, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's one of those albums, again, that I listen to front to back. Some people might say it was their last really good album, but I think some of their later stuff was still okay.
Yeah.
But, Hello Nasty, number three on
that's
my
great
list.
One.
What do you got, Carl?
Okay, so allegedly I might have put a Beatles album on here just because there's Beatle haters out there. I mean,
oh no,
Abbey Road's got to make most people's list, right? Like, you know, I just can't wait to people say that the Beatles are overrated in when they slide into them DM. So I went Abbey Road here, maybe for the content. We'll see. But it's still good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, Beatles are very revolutionary. They weren't afraid to experiment with a lot of things, not just their music. All right. So, funny catfish thing, you know, do soundtracks count as albums? My number two is a soundtrack.
Ooh.
Okay. And honestly, if this list were a little longer, if it was probably to 10, there would be another soundtrack on here.
Okay.
But my number two is the Tron Legacy soundtrack.
Bruh.
I'm telling you, dude, that soundtrack to that movie. So I went and saw this movie in the theater because I love the original Tron, and they sucked me in with the member berries and the nostalgia.
Right.
And I loved the movie. I thought it was great. And then the soundtrack just like got me good. I was like, this music, like, it's moody. You can literally feel the scenes and the energy in the scenes from the way that soundtrack was constructed. Those songs were constructed. It perfectly encapsulated the feeling of that, you know, digital world. And I literally would put that in and listen to that album on repeat over and over and over again. It's great music to drive to. It's great music to work to.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. So that's my number two, Tron Legacy soundtrack by Daft Punk.
Okay. My number two is something that absolutely zero people on the entire surface of this planet cannot complain about.
Uh-huh. Oh, we'll see.
Thriller. Thriller, okay. Objectively, is one of the best albums of all time. Debate me, and if you do, permaban.
Well, the only problem I have with Thriller is that Michael Jackson stole the cover art from Scott Baio.
Well, you know what?
And if you think I'm wrong, Google it.
Doesn't hurt the music in your earballs, so we're good to go.
Yeah, Thriller is an absolute banger. I mean, that was kind of the first... I know Beatles had a lot of hits, but Thriller was like the first super mega album. That album was on the top. It was on the charts for, I think it it might still hold the record. Absolutely.
Probably. Actually. Deserves it.
It does deserve it, honestly. New music is trash, guys. Okay. Number one for me. Big number one. And honestly, this wasn't even hard for me. This album came out when I was a teenager. It's from one of my favorite groups of all time. And this album, I think there's a lot of people that were probably influenced by this album. I would say this is probably the Beatles of hip hop music for that time. Okay. And that is Paul's Boutique by the Beastie Boys. That album did so much for, there was instrumental music. There was hip hop played to instrumental music. There was cuts and samples. You can go watch a YouTube video of all the samples that are in these songs and how they were layered and put together. And the video on how the album was put together is with all the samples is longer than listening to the album.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just an absolute like mashup of all these different things. It's an absolute classic.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of people that would probably say it's the best hip-hop album of all time, mm-hmm. and I would not disagree with that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. That is my number one, Paul's Boutique, Beastie Boys.
Okay, so not only are you wrong, but also I'm embarrassed for you.
Because, oh my goodness.
Because literally the best album of all time, and that humanity will ever create, no matter how long humanity survives until we blow ourselves up, is Nirvana, Nevermind. Absolutely 100% objectively the best album of all time and ever will be. Debate me. I don't even understand how that's not even on your list. Like, what are you doing? I don't even get it. Explain yourself. Explain yourself how Nevermind's not even on your list, because objectively it's the best album of all time.
I mean, one of their hit songs was plagiarized. That's all I have to say about that. Other than that, I mean, yeah, that album
it's called
came
Creative
out when I was
Liberty.
That album came out when I was very young, and it definitely, you know, I didn't have a copy of it because I wasn't allowed to listen to that kind of music. I had to hide my Beastie Boys CDs. In fact, my mom was actually very mad when later in life I showed her that if she just put a CD in the microwave for 10 seconds, it would destroy it. She didn't have to snap it in half with her hands and cut her fingers.
Yeah.
I had to stash those. So I didn't actually have that Nirvana album, but you know, you definitely know all the songs from it now for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure. I can't disagree with it being on anybody's list for sure. It wasn't my taste at the time, but I definitely can understand why that would be on your list there, Carl. Especially you being in the PNW as you
are. Yeah, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but if someone disagrees that's the number one album of all time, Wizard Woo, you know what I'm going to say at this point, right? Like, if someone disagrees with that, not to be a broken record about this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. No ranch dressing for you.
No. Yeah. That's not what and I'm and .. Go fuck yourself. So there we go. Go fuck yourself.
And
you're wrong.
We come full circle, guys.
That's you know, called
pulling
full
a Seinfeld.
Circle. Yep, yep, yep.
That's where the A story and the B story all come together at the end. We pulled a Seinfeld. Very good, Carl.
Yeah, I'm in the intersection of first and first. I'm at the nexus of the universe. You're welcome.
And
also,
you're all fucking yourselves.
Yeah, you go fuck yourself. All right. Wizard Woof, say bye to the peeps.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe Catfish already.
Oh, hold on, hold on,
five.
Hold
well,
on.
Talking about no, we're going to say bye.
We're saving the Catfish top five for next episode. Yeah,
Absolutely. All right. So that'll be, that's the teaser. Catfish dropped the top five next episode. Bye, everybody.